أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. It is narrated in the hadith that Yasar Ma'akal ibn Yasar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who will read after Fajr three times, A'udhu billahi as-sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. Three times. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. And then one time, these three ayats of Suratul Hashr, the ones we are reading, famous ayats, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, till the end. Then Allah appoints 70,000 farishtas, angels, to make dua for that person till sunset. And if he happens to die in that day, he dies as a shaheed. And a person who reads this after Maghrib, the whole night, 70,000 farishtas make dua for that person. And if he happens to die that night, he dies as a shaheed. These and a few other valuable prescriptions like this are on one paper. Anyone who would like to have a copy can by all means tell me or tell anyone at the Darul Uloom and you can get a copy. That if your person reads, this one is three times, A'udhu billahi as-sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. And then one time, this three ayats. Then 24 hours, our whole life, if we read it after Fajr and Maghrib, 70,000 angels will be making dua for us. And whenever we die, we will die as a shaheed. Also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, like if a person has got a keyboard or a switchboard, whichever key or switch is going to press, it's going to have an effect. A light will go on, a gate will open, whatever will happen. So Allah Ta'ala's 99 names are like that which Allah has given us. Whichever one we will read, then that effect of Allah will fall on us. That tajalli will fall on us. Like a person wants rosy and he reads Ya Razzaqo, Ya Razzaqo, Ya Razzaqo, that Allah Ta'ala's tajalli of giving rizq will fall on that person. If a person is ill and he reads Ya Shafi, Ya Shafi, Ya Shafi, carries on reading, then that effect of Allah Ta'ala, that tajalli of shifa will fall on a person. If a person wants Allah's he wants hidayat, al-hadi, al-hadi, al-hadi. So like that, all Allah's names, the ones that we will read, that tajalli will fall on us. And if Allah give us tawfiq, we should try and read the 99 names every day, which are printed with the translation, and there are kitabs with the explanation also. So anyway, yesterday we did the first part of this ayat, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ, that it is only Allah, that there is no other ilah. Ilah means anything that has got power, that can do something. There is nothing that has got any power on its own, but illallah. Only Allah has got power. So from that we explained yesterday, and we can never exhaust this explanation, that Allah alone is the doer of things. Man, whatever man has achieved, who gave man life? Allah gave him life. And when Allah takes life, who can stop Allah Ta'ala? But whatever we have got, nobody can stop death coming to that person. It is solely in the hands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So much so that the blinking of the eye, which is like a natural thing, and it is so important. But if Allah Ta'ala, there are people who suffer from that disease, that the eyes don't blink. And the eyes work like a wiper. Then continuously they have to use a hanky, a tissue in order to clean the eye. And saliva in the mouth is a natural thing, not only on its own. Allah put it there. There are people who don't have saliva. And continuously they have to sip something while they're eating to wet the mouth. But the work the saliva does to digest the food, to keep, if a person gets a dry mouth due to sugar, etc., then how he feels. So like that, all these things are only from Allah. No man-made things. And everything is from Allah Ta'ala. A person who achieves the greatest things in this world, if he has a small little problem, he'll be lying 6 months in the hospital. He can't do any of his work. Everything, we have to realize this yaqeen that Allah alone is the doer of everything. And then with Allah being so great and so powerful, further Allah says, Allah is alimul ghaibi wa shahada. Janta hai jo poshida hai aur jo zahir hai. Allah knows everything which is hidden. And Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that He has presented Himself according to our understanding. For Allah there is no ghaib, there is nothing hidden from Allah. From us, we don't see Allah Ta'ala. There are malaika present in the masjid, we don't see them. Allah sees everything. No, we don't see many things. The malaika also don't see everything which Allah has created. For example, astronomers continuously, now the biggest telescope they have put in the world is in South Africa, and from there they are seeing the whole, the stars and the galaxies and all that world, and they are just finding more and more and more, which previously nobody knew about. And all those details only Allah knows. The system of Allah, farishtas coming down with the commands of Allah, farishtas going up with whatever we have done, all that Allah is seeing it. We can't see it. So from our point of view, Allah said that He is alimul ghaib. He is the knower, not only the seer, but the knower of every detail of things which are hidden from us. Wash-shahada. And things which we see also witness. We see the walls of the masjid, we see one another, we see the traffic on the roads. Those things also Allah knows. What we see and what we don't see, Allah sees and Allah knows about all that. So we should, if this can be embedded in us, usually we say for the children that they must know that Allah is ever watchful. But if this can be embedded in us, our eyes will be under control. Our tongue will be under control. Our private life will be under control. If this aqidah and this belief of the reality of Allah Ta'ala can be embedded in us, that Allah is watching us all the time. And Allah is watching those things which we don't watch also. Then, huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim, wo hai mehrman, rahm wala. After having such great qualities and such great power, Allah is not a dictator. Allah Ta'ala doesn't rule with the iron fist, but Allah Ta'ala is Rahman and Rahim, most merciful, most kind. The words Rahman and Rahim both comes from the same basic root words of Rahim. But the difference is Rahman is that mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which is in one aspect there is some difficulty also. Like for example, a person is sick, he takes a bitter medicine. So the bitter medicine he doesn't like, or he's put on a strict diet. He doesn't like the strict diet. But in that strict diet, in that bitter medicine, in an operation where they're going to cut him up, where he's going to pay so much money, but his shifa is in there. So it was Allah's rahmat, but it came through this form. Rahim is that mercy of Allah Ta'ala, which you are given sweet medicine, which you are given things to eat which you like and you get shifa. And also, Allah is Rahman, that is general. For all people, for animals also, for everything in the world, we are only living by the mercy of Allah. Otherwise, our sins have exceeded such limits that we should have been destroyed. But because Allah is Rahman, He still is fulfilling our needs. He is still giving us the best to eat and everything. How many people are non-believers, are atheists who deny the existence of Allah? But Allah is still feeding them. And Rahim is that mercy of Allah which is exclusive for the believers. For His special friends is the mercy of Allah, which is even more greater. In this world, Allah is Rahman also, Rahim also. In the Akhirat, only the quality of Rahim, that mercy of Allah which will be only for the believers, that will be expressed on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is that great being that there is no one, nothing like Him. He is all alone and He does everything by Himself. He is the knower of the unseen and the knower of the seen also. He is most merciful and most kind also. So a person should turn his attention towards Allah Ta'ala all the time for all his matters. May Allah give us tawfiq.